This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hello and welcome back to Betch Slapped. I'm Jordana.
I'm Aileen.
And Aileen's voice is is a little fucked up.
It's a little fucked up. I'm really sorry in advance for all of my fans of my voice out there.
Yes, and I'm happy because I'm very competitive and jealous of her soothing voice.
I'm so sorry to disappoint you. I wonder if they're going to come back and be like, I like this version better.
I kind of like this version. I've always liked the like cool girl raspy voice thing.
The smoker's voice you said earlier.
Yeah, it's smoker's voice, but when you're younger, it's just, you know, like that girl who's like chill, who has the like chill, like sort of smoky voice.
Like Lindsay Lohan after smoking 70 cigarettes.
Exactly. I'm a little jealous. Your voice is like that because we just got back from our Betches Beach Week retreat.
Betches Hamptons weekend with our whole team. It was so fucking fun, first of all. We like drank a little bit, a lot. We had a pool party at our house, which was kind of wild, at least for me. That's why I sound like this.
Loves a good pool party.
Yeah. And it was sick. So we were just sort of celebrating our team, just having fun. All of the hard work's paying off. And also we wanted to promote our Summer of Betches thing that's going on, which I'm sure you've been seeing everywhere.
Yeah, and if you want to learn about more things that are going on for Summer of Betches and how you can get involved, go to www.betches.com/Summer of Betches.
Do people still say WW?
I guess I do. I don't know. When did people stop
saying
that? I feel
like it's a 2090s thing. It's still exciting. It's exciting when you say it, Jordana.
Thank you.
But yeah, so if you go to the website, there's a free trip for two, I think, to Tulum, 4 nights, amazing resort, so definitely check it out.
I mean, not for everyone who goes to the website, but for people who participate in the contest.
Participate, enter. It's really fucking fun. Just trust us. Go to it, betches.com/summerofbetches, www. Okay, we have to talk about Bachelorette.
Yes, I watched that.
Same.
Okay, the annoying thing about this season is that there's nothing dramatic going on, but they keep pretending like something dramatic is about to happen by like cutting the footage.
Like what did you think was going to happen? Like they were happen?
Okay, so they made it seem like either like Peter was going to break up with her because they had a thing. They showed him in the preview being like, she was just crying and I like didn't know what to do. But really he was talking about like breaking up with his ex-girlfriend, the story he was telling.
Yeah.
It was like that was a story he was telling Rachel. It wasn't about Rachel, and they made it seem that way.
They did that a lot with like Kenny's getting into a fight, remember?
Yeah.
And really it was just he was in like an activity in which he had to wrestle.
It's really annoying.
It was fucking frustrating. I agree with you.
And then they always show the pictures of like Rachel crying, but it's like she's never crying because someone did. They make it seem like someone like is gonna break up with her, or like something like that, and that's just never the case. And the season is going normally, which is like not that exciting, so I sort of get why they do it, but it's sort of irritating because they just like they should not like tease you with things that are not happening at all.
I totally agree. It's false advertisement and it's fucked up, ABC. But I think that what we really need to discuss is what really like stood out to me while I watched was Dean. First of all, I cried while listening to his story.
Can you explain what exactly
his
mom
like
died and then his dad wasn't there for him?
He's like a tiny baby and you can like feel the emotions coming out from like him. Like, you know, he's somebody who's not there for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
That's him. Like, he's just not either. I mean,
you think he's there for the right reasons?
He's there for the right reasons. I really, and even if he was there just to be a bachelor, I would be so fucking surprised. His story about like his just mom died and then his family sort of abandoned him,
right?
That was his whole story, and like you could feel the tension like the whole fucking time, and then he told it and I literally was crying. Like, I like couldn't stop. Poor baby Dean. Like, he's such a child. He shouldn't be on the show, first of all, but like it was so sad.
Yeah. Oh my God. Did you see the previews for next week?
No.
Okay. So they show the previews for next week. And it's like his dad is some like shaman. Shaman? I don't know how you say it.
Wait, that was his dad?
Yeah, that was his dad. He's like crying to his dad. And his dad is like the spiritual healer guy or something.
I thought that was like an activity they had to do.
No, I'm pretty sure that was like his dad because he's talking to the dad about how he abandoned him or something.
Oh my God. Now I can't wait. Oh, poor dad.
That I'm actually excited.
Dean,
I feel like hometowns like are gonna kill it. I'm
doesn't
really excited.
He look like Ken Barbie doll, like a sweet.
He
soul.
Does look like Ken. I think he's like a nice, sweet guy. I'm pretty sure that he's like he might be gay though.
Okay, but yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that, but
right.
Like,
I think
what makes me think he wants to just be like the bachelor because he doesn't really seem that into her, even on any of the dates. Like.
He doesn't seem right. I think that he could be the bachelor. So could Peter. But Brian also, Brian is just the fucking worst.
I think really, it's going to be Peter.
I hate Brian. Well,
why do you hate Brian?
He's so, he has nothing to say.
How do you, maybe they're just cutting it so that like they're just, I don't think they show you like the real.
I feel like he's like one of the most unlikable people. I don't know how to say. Like, he's done nothing wrong, but he also has done nothing. Like, to show anything about himself, like, let's pretend like Lindsay, was it Rachel, just got you the fucking Breitling watch. Yeah, right. Like, you're going to make out with her. Like, you're really just go make out with Chris Harrison instead, or the Year of Elan producer, because they really bought you that Breitling. I wonder if he has to return it.
If he doesn't. Also, okay, in the previews for future episodes, they show her family talking shit about him. So, like, he clearly makes it to final two.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it was like her sister being like, I don't know if Brian's here for the right reasons. Like, Brian seems like he's just saying what he needs to say.
Okay.
So, like...
Yeah, so clearly, I think my prediction, and probably yours, is Brian and Peter are runners-up, and then Dean is going to be... It's either Dean... Or Eric.
I don't know if Dean is like as likable as like Peter. I think.
No, I mean Eric. The three. Who are the three?
Who's gonna get cut next week? You think?
Yeah, Eric or Dean.
Eric. She doesn't like him that much.
Yeah, but not to say something very controversial right now. But I feel like, as an African American bachelorette, I feel like she can't just have three white guys as her three runners-up.
I mean, she already has 75% white.
I know, but she's kept Eric going along for, like, the ride.
Yeah, but she also, like made him do that three... Okay, no one who does... Everyone should know that no one who's put on, like, a three-on-one date is ever winning. No one does that to the person that they, like, actually... are considering having win.
Yeah,
like,
that was so funny. The person that was casually worse than a two-on-one.
Even if you get the two-on-one and you, like, make your chosen, no one ever wins.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever puts the person they actually like, on a two-on-one.
Also, I really wanted to just fast forward through that entire date. It was so obvious that those two other guys whose name
Adam,
I didn't even know
were
going to go through.
The other guy who, like, literally it's the first time she's like, you're just like me. I'm like, what do you mean, just like me?
Who are you? What's your name?
I have no idea. What was that guy's name?
Like, Ben or... Dan.
I literally have no clue. The other guy was Adam, just because I was like, oh my God, is this like, did I go to Hebrew school with this guy?
Wait, what was his name? Steve? Carl?
The tall guy?
with the like spaced out brows?
I don't know. That guy was definitely not winning.
Matt. That was his name. Very rememberable.
I think the key when you're breaking up with anyone is to cry so you don't seem like the villain.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he was like, oh, I can't wait for like you to meet my family. And then she starts hysterically crying like, I'm sorry. And he's like, all right, bye.
I do really love Rachel, though. She might be my favorite bachelorette to date just because I do think that she like...
Oh, my God. When she called out Dean to like stop
bullshitting.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I think she like weeds through bullshit. That. I think she like says what she's thinking and she says what she means. And she's a good example of like how you should be in a relationship. And it's probably because, again, like she's older. A little bit.
I think she's going to get played by Peter. Like, do you see how he was, like, turning the tables on her?
Yeah, he meant that
he like,
did
manipulated
that.
Her. He was like, I just don't know. Like, I can't say I love you just yet, but...
I think if it comes down to it, I think she won't pick it, because I think she's, like, old enough to have, like, gone through that shit and been like, okay, like, I'm not just... This is not about, like, ooh, you holding back, and now I, like, want to be with you.
But Brian is just... Or something. He's a serial killer, maybe.
I kind of like Brian. Leave Brian alone.
All right, let's move on. Please send us your predictions, by the way. It's slapped@betches.com. We'd love to know.
Right. Or if you have any question that you want our advice on. About Alien's soothing voice.
Yes, I will read it to you. Okay, so last week, Jordana and I discussed the intensity of the Rob and China debate as it was happening.
Right. And after we left the podcast, it got even more intense. Crazier.
We were like following it in the office like it was the election, like in real time. It was so fucking... He posted another one and everyone rushes to their Instagram. And they're like, no, he's now off Instagram. He's only on Twitter. Everyone rushes to the Twitter.
I mean, I don't watch sports, but I feel like that was probably the closest feeling I could understand to like a guy watching like an important game.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like...
Three-pointer.
Guys, we gotta get out of Instagram. We gotta go to Twitter. Let's see what he's doing.
Yeah, that's so true. So it was really fucked up what he was doing.
Yeah, it was. It's never okay to do like any kind of revenge porn situation. Again, it's so funny because we were just talking about like on the from the Dear Patch letter about like people sending you pictures and what you're gonna do with them. Like
so funny.
How it's like all comes full circle. Like, yeah, like they were engaged and
they have a
you can't
baby.
Trust anyone.
You can't
trust. So I'm saying,
anyone.
Like, she probably figured, like, I mean, I don't know what she figured.
I feel like she set him up.
She probably did a little bit, but like still, like, you really shouldn't send pictures of yourself to anyone because anyone is like a good, like, when someone likes you or loves you, obviously they're never going to do that. But yeah. like you, what you really have to know about someone is like how they act when they're wronged or when they feel they're wronged.
Yeah.
Because that's like actually like
how the, yeah.
That's
do they have any integrity? And if they don't, they'll share all those photos you've sent. You'll right. regret your whole life.
Which is why, again, like when we talk about dating, it's like you don't want to just date like a guy who's nice to you. You want to date a guy who's nice to everyone and who's nice in general, because the yeah. guy who's nice to you likes you now. So like,
yeah, what happens when he doesn't? And then you just become
and then you're all your pictures and then your naked pictures are all over Twitter and Instagram.
Oh my God, that was fucked up. But she did send him a video of her hooking up with somebody else.
I mean, saying. Yeah, she's obviously not like the most mature person. Well, but now, apparently she's suing him or something.
Yeah, she's suing him. They have a restraining order. He's not allowed to post pictures of his kid. He's not allowed to do like anything crazy. I think he's allowed to hang out with his kid. That's probably what they do. Just
neither
take care
of them should be allowed
he
to hang out,
out
with,
that with
kid.
The kid. I feel bad. I don't know. This whole thing like makes me really sad for Dream Kardashian.
Maybe Courtney will adopt her.
Oh my God, that would be like the nicest thing.
Yeah, I don't think she's
I don't think
like,
China
would
ever let that happen.
I don't think Courtney would do it either.
Settlement.
Yeah, I feel like Courtney's not that selfless.
Yeah, she doesn't want a baby.
Mm.
Maybe Chloe will.
Yeah, maybe Chloe will take it.
Take it. She does love Rob, so maybe.
Yeah. Save Dream.
Save Dream, please.
So this other random news fact. So do you remember this that thing that was happening last week where they were saying like Amelia Earhart was alive and
yeah.
she was just like captured by the Japanese
she's
on
not
this
alive
island?
Now.
Or what? She was a she didn't die in
yeah.
her like plane
yeah.
crash.
Right.
So they made this whole documentary about like proving that she was like taken by the Japanese, and there was this picture that they were showing, which basically like implied that. And then this Japanese like blogger does literally like a 30-minute search, like Google search, and finds this picture in like a different book, and just really like just blows the whole thing. It's like not true. It's like not her. It's
so
not real.
What do they say it was?
It was just like some picture that they like mistakenly put for them, and they didn't see that in this other archive thing. Like
the book was published 2 years. I can't read the
she
book.
Basically did like an online search using some keyword. And like it was the 10th photo that came up.
So, but it wasn't her. How do you know that that blogger was right?
Because like, because apparently like it was just, it
you
was,
have no idea.
I do know. No, it's what I'm telling you. It was like, they like the documentary people didn't do their research.
Okay.
So she found it.
They just assumed. They like circled the, I remember the
picture.
They
didn't confirm the date of the photograph or the publication that it appeared in. And that's the first thing they should have done.
Yeah. So the picture was like, it's like some people, it was a black and white photo of like non-white people on a dock. And then you can see two white people, like Caucasians, sort of one sort of woman figure, like with pants on. They said that the reason why it could have been her was because she was known for wearing pants. And then a guy like facing, which was her like, second guy, like the captain, not her, but the other guy that was on the plane. I don't know fucking names of plane people. So
yeah, I have a very bad accent in English. So I can only imagine what it would be in me trying to pronounce these Japanese words.
Oh my God. But anyway, so I guess we can stay tuned because we don't seem like we know a lot about this.
Anyway, there's a whole Amelia Earhart conspiracy thing. I'm not really a big believer in conspiracy theories. I know you and Sammy are a little more into that. I just
theories.
Like don't really believe them. I think she's dead. I think like
she's obviously dead.
I mean, like
regardless.
I think she was dead like for like a long time. Again, no one knows.
Do you think
like,
we landed on the moon?
I definitely think we landed on the moon.
Oh my God, I kind of think we didn't. I really believe like maybe it's possible you didn't.
No, I think we did. And we've been to the moon several times since then. So it's
well,
like,
I mean, the first time is the one that's in contest or whatever.
I just like I don't think so. I think we did.
She's facing
do you believe
faith
that
in America.
Do you believe that the Princess Anastasia is still alive?
No, I don't know anything about that, Rasputin. Okay, let's do a Dear Betch.
Okay, I'll read it since your voice is
sexy.
Effed.
Dear Betches.
Oh, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay.
Dear Betches, I'm a new listener of the podcast, started from the beginning and quickly become up to date. I seriously laugh out loud as I'm driving around for work, and your would you rather topics keep my group text convos hysterical.
Thanks.
I'll get right into it. I've been at my current job for about 4 months and I really like it. I'm on a team of 4 people in an office of about 20 people. My direct supervisor is cool as shit and she and I get along really well. She's about 10 years older than I am. She has a hot as fuck husband with a great job. 4 money signs. drives a Tesla, has the cutest little 3-year-old girl, and she's currently pregnant with another girl. Low key, hashtag goals. Her daughters are going to be total betches. Anyway, she has one terrible thing about her. When people say things incorrectly slash mispronounce words, it annoys the shit out of me. She constantly says irregardless. Oh, that's not a fucking word. Should I try to say something to her and risk sounding like a total rude batch? Or should I just continue to immediately Skype chat my gay BFF on my team every time she says it? It seriously drives me insane. Maybe I'm crazy. Would love to hear your opinion. Keep up the great work. XO, future boss batch.
Wait, read her PS.
Hope this was a good length and gave you all the details you need.
I would shut my mouth. I would not.
Aileen, how would you feel about one of our employees telling you
that I've been saying something wrong this whole time? I would feel like...
It would have to be, like, very, very chilled way of saying it and, like, respectful.
Yeah, it has to be in a super respectful way. I would just... It's not... She's not your boyfriend, so it's like, right, you can't really do
how
it
how often
correctly.
Could someone possibly say it regardless?
Right. Well, as you might say regardless properly, like, well, I guess many times, but, often. Like...
I would say just, like, yeah, it's, like, doesn't sound that annoying. It sounds like...
I would just, like, suck it up and just stop thinking about the fact that it annoys you, because then it's just going to annoy you more. If you're just like, all right, I guess that's just the word she's choosing to use. Let's just get over it, because everything else, it seems great, and you ruin your relationship with your boss who has, like, the power to promote you. I would really not say anything.
Yeah, like, it sounds like she has something in her teeth. Get along really well otherwise.
Yeah, it's not like she has something in her teeth where you'd be like, she'd be grateful for you to, like, stop, not embarrass her. She's going to, like, judge you for making her feel dumb.
Right. Well, what if it was, like, what if the case was that she, like, smelled terribly?
No, it's not your place. Unless you guys are best friends and she said something, like, she's told, confided in you where you feel like you can, I really wouldn't.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I feel like, unless, like, you really feel like you'd be doing her an insane favor. And it would have to be, like, the most, it's most, like, subtle, chill way of doing it. Like, like joking about it, but then, like, not really.
There's no way of joking about, like, ha-ha, you smell like shit. Like, or, like, ha-ha, you, like, look that word up. Oh, you know what you could do? Like, maybe no, you can't. I was about to say, like, look up the word irregardless or something.
Or you could talk about something funny in, like, a movie. Like, I remember in Mean Girls, she goes, like, irregardless.
Yeah.
Ex-boyfriends are off limits to friends, and you can talk about how funny it is, because that's not even a real word, and then, like, see if she kind of, like, picks up on the hint.
I really wouldn't even do that, because most people will pick up on the hint and be like, what are you fucking trying to do? You couldn't tell me right to my face that wasn't a word. Like, I would
just... Very different conversation styles.
I would really not do anything about it.
Okay, so, yeah, I guess unless something's, like, really affecting your workplace environment and you can consider it hostile, try to, like, get over, like, little tiny things that annoy you. Yeah. This really doesn't... It sounds like it could be a lot worse.
Yeah, totally. She's not, like, sexually harassing you. She's just sexually harassing the English language. So let's go to the next one.
So do you want me to read this one again, since your voice is...
This one seems really long. I'd appreciate it if you could.
I will read it. Dear Betch, love the podcast. My Wednesday post-work routine is to sit out by the pool and listen to Betch Slapped. I literally hadn't watched The Bachelor since my senior year of high school, and your recaps have reignited my love for the show. My boyfriend and I are regular viewing party hosts, which brings me to my main question. A little background about my boyfriend, Brett. He's the kind of guy you would ultimately describe as chill. He and his father own a successful small business together. He's very congenial, always fun, and all my friends and family love him. We've lived together for over a year, and he spends most of his free time playing golf and chilling. Because he plays so much, he really caters to my interests when we have free time together. We're 24 and 28. I'm younger. So brunches, reality TV couple nights, pool days, and painting pottery are some of the ways we spend our time. This sounds lovely.
I know.
He has a friend who was his roommate in college, and they've known each other for 10 years. But he's probably my boyfriend's fourth closest friend. I would love to hear a rank. Nag him to a ranking. The thing is, his friend is highly argumentative, always playing devil's advocate, and constantly tries to stir the pot. The other night, after we'd gone to dinner and hit the patio for drinks, he was really criticizing the way... How old is this girl? Criticizing the way Brett spends his time, specifically the activities I enjoy and golf. He has just gotten back from 4 months abroad, of course, and is feeling enlightened, I guess. I'm in sales, but majored in philosophy, so I know how to spot someone who just began reading Socrates.
What the fuck is going on?
He said their degrees were a waste of time, was pushing for self-education, and was basically trying to force a politically driven classroom-style debate all night. Finally, after hearing this guy bash my boyfriend's lifestyle for hours, I intervened. After he had been so condescending all night, I told him that I understand that he'd been traveling for the past year, but we would rather hear his stories from Europe than insight into our lifestyle. And that after our three times meeting, I just feel that you're approaching all this from a very young and privileged perspective, sweetie, and I'm not the one to have people over just to argue. Nothing was more is more patronizing than calling someone sweetie. He then stormed out and hasn't spoken to my boyfriend since. That was 2 weeks ago, and they have to go to a four-man bachelor party in Vegas this October. My boyfriend thinks I've done nothing wrong and appreciates that I had his back when his friend was trying to make him look ignorant. But I'm not looking forward to traveling to that wedding together and feel bad that the bachelor will be presumably very awkward. Am I a bad girlfriend for letting his friend know that I'm not a fan and essentially ending their friendship with one condescending sweetie? Oh, she knows it's condescending. Yeah, okay. Sincerely, sorry, but I'm always going to back up my future husband, bitch.
Well, at first I thought this was going in the direction of like her boyfriend is mad at her for standing up for him, which in that case, that's a completely different conversation. But if her boyfriend is like happy she did that, then you did the right thing.
Right.
Although like if he was like going along with it and you made it like really serious, then maybe you may have overstepped, but it doesn't seem like she did. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think the sweetie thing is a little condescending. It's not, like, the chillest thing I've ever heard. But, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's a good thing to be able to stand up for someone that you're with.
Right.
If you feel like someone's, like, victimizing them or doing something wrong for them. I think that's, like, a nice thing. Especially unless, like, the person really doesn't want you to do that. I don't know. What do you think?
Okay, like, if someone was saying something to my boyfriend, he was just going off. Or just saying something in a group and he was just going off. And we were at my place or something, right? You're a host, it's a different thing. So you would be, I would see what my boyfriend's reaction is. Like if he's laughing it off, but you can tell if he's uncomfortable or not. Then I would like tell the guy like, oh, chill, come on. Like let's talk about something later or something like that. But if the guy doesn't back off and like it's clearly uncomfortable, I'd probably say something. I wouldn't say sweetie, but I would just say like, all right, that's enough. Like you have no right to judge anyone's lifestyle or something like that. I think it's very important to back up the person you're with because, like, you would hope that they would do the same for you.
Right. I assume most people would want that.
Yeah.
The person to, like, intervene on their behalf.
I mean, sometimes if his friends are...
It can get awkward, I guess.
Yeah. If his friends are making fun of my boyfriend, sometimes I join in. Like, that's fun, too. But, like, that's harmless. Like, if it gets to the point where some guy's judging your lifestyle, then you can... And you can see that they're uncomfortable. You have, like... I feel full right to, like, stand up for them.
Right. So, the question is also, like, are you, like, standing up for your boyfriend because you feel like his friend is, like, making fun of him or being condescending for his lifestyle? Or are you, like, a little defensive because, like, the activities that he's making fun of are the ones that, like, you like? Which it doesn't really – I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter, but, like, I feel like there could be a hint of, like, you feeling, like, guilty that you make your boyfriend watch these, like, reality shows. Which you shouldn't if he likes them or if he, like, does it because it makes you happy. Like, I think that's fine. But, like, part of me kind of feels like maybe that's part of it.
I think in that case, I think the best way to confront someone like that if you really feel, like, upset or even defensive, you acknowledge the fact, like, out loud that, like, I'm not speaking on behalf of him. I'm speaking on the behalf of myself. And right now you're hurting my feelings or saying, like, something like that. And
right.
Then I think that could, like, come across as good. And this way the boyfriend could just be like, haha, your girlfriend sucks, but I still like you. And then this way you have no, like, I mean, the guy still likes your boyfriend. You didn't, like, create a rift between them.
Right.
You know? But if the guy seems like he's supportive of what you said, then there really is nothing wrong.
Yeah. And again, if you feel, like, badly enough about it, and when you see the guy, if you want to alleviate any sort of, like, weird tension, just be like, hey, like, I'm sorry if things got a little, like, heated at, like, my house that time. Like, I'm nothing against you. Like, hope we're cool.
Yeah, that's good.
That probably would just solve everything because then it's not, like, he doesn't think you hate him and it just, like, dissolves
right.
the situation.
Yeah, and it also, did you say you can just call them yourself?
Yeah, or you could call ahead of time. Or if you don't want to do that and you just are scared that when you get there, it's me. We were just, like, go over to him.
Yeah.
Say that really
true.
Quick. Yeah. I'm sure, like, even if he's still angry about it, if you say that, if he's, like, a normal person, he'll, like, let it go.
He doesn't sound that normal, but yeah. I agree. Okay. Oh, Jordana, we're teaching people how to communicate.
Look at that. we're such a growing process here.
Yes,
communication.
We're
growing and changing.
Changing.
Whatever. Okay, so this week's games, not that I'm lazy, it came from our listeners.
No, I love that.
So
you want me to read them? Okay.
Yeah.
From listener Anya. Would you rather never be able to have sex again, any sex act with another person, or only be able to eat grass from the ground like a cow? Assume that the grass gives you all the nutrition that you need.
So does this mean like no children?
Okay, wait. No children, the question is no sex or forever eat grass on all fours from the ground. That's really fucking difficult.
That is a very hard question.
What a good job, Anya. Send us more. Okay, let's think.
I think I'm not like a big foodie. I might choose the grass.
But like you have to like go on all fours and eat
I'm gonna
it
have
from
to
the
move
ground.
To the suburbs because like I'm not gonna go to Central Park every time I'm hungry. The sex thing is also like, okay, you can't have kids.
Yeah.
Like, no
for
one,
the sake of having kids.
No sexual acts. I mean, like, no kissing. Like,
what if you could still have kids?
That sounds like a lonely life. I'd rather be sexually active on the grass.
I think I agree with you. I mean, like, I love food. I love going out to eat. But, like, I
you
love...
You just have to only have grass-fed.
I know. I love hugging and, like, I love intimacy, so...
Imagine how thin we'd be.
I know. Shit.
Although we'd probably
great.
Lack any protein or essential nutrients.
But no, it says that's all the nutrient.
Oh, that's all
you
need. Yeah, we'd probably be like super.
We'd be svelte as fuck. Yeah. Okay, good one. Tell us what you guys think, fans. All right, Jordana, read the second.
Okay, this is from Catherine. Would you rather your significant other chew tobacco or do a line or two of cocaine on the rare occasion when out with his friends?
How old are we?
Now.
What about like when we're 60? And he's still doing lines.
Well, let's see how the let's start with now, and then
okay.
we can move.
Now I don't care about the cocaine; it's occasional. I really don't.
I
like
don't really
dip.
Like chewing tobacco.
I think it's so gross.
Plus, it probably changes the taste of his mouth too, and you have to like.
Ew!
It's also
so
really
gross.
Bad
he's
for
constantly
you. You get, like,
spitting.
Mouth, it's like really easy to get mouth cancer from that.
Okay, but look, let's not pretend cocaine isn't addictive.
I mean, sometimes it is, sometimes
and can fuck
it
up your brain.
Some people.
They're both pretty bad.
Okay.
Like, in terms of, like, health. We can't, like, compare one is healthier than the other.
I've never heard of anyone getting cancer from cocaine.
Yeah, but me. I don't know if that's, like, people die from cocaine all the time.
From overdose, but he's just doing a line or two. When he's out with his friends.
Sorry, I was reading. Okay. What if it's, like, a gigantic line and he just ODs?
What is, how long is the line? It's from, like.
She gave him the line that killed him. From Gossip Girl.
Yeah, I would definitely rather do the line, have the boyfriend who does the liner too.
Okay, but when he's 60.
Still. I really don't like chewing tobacco.
Yeah, I guess that's really gross, but it's sort of like smoking cigarettes, and a lot of people smoke cigarettes.
I prefer the cocaine to cigarettes too.
Yeah, I actually think that the chewing tobacco is so gross. I prefer the cigarettes to the line, but the line to the chewing tobacco.
I prefer the line to both.
All right, Jordana's going to kill a coke-filled life.
Yes. No, I just think it's like, that's just like, it's there, it's done. It's like takes up, it's less of like a thing on your life. Like someone who chews tobacco is also like, I don't know. It's just, I don't like it.
As long as they're not addicted.
I don't like it.
Okay, okay, we have one more.
And this is from listener Vanessa. It's called Shoot BFF Party. Well, it's the same thing that we've always done, but like essentially it's Shoot Fuck Mary, except it's with girls, and it's Shoot
BFF
and Party With.
Okay.
So Ivanka Trump, Melania Trump, and Tiffany Trump.
Okay, well, immediately I would shoot Melania because she had choice in the situation.
I was just thinking that, actually.
Yeah.
Same.
The other two didn't have any choices. I would party with Tiffany. I would party with Tiffany because she seems like she's young, she's fun.
Yeah.
She's just chilling.
You've seen her Instagram, especially pre-election.
She's
looks
fun.
Like she's fun.
And I think that I would be BFF with Ivanka because also pre-election, she was like this hardcore power, like business bitch. And I feel like I'd want to know what she's doing.
I like don't really like any of these people, but like given the scenario, I think I would choose the same thing. Ivanka, I definitely don't want to party with. She's got like four kids. She's like Orthodox.
Orthodox people party too, Jordana.
Yeah. Something tells me she's a little tightly wound. If I had to guess.
Probably. She's always like doing like photo shoots like for like Home and Garden.
I just don't feel like she's
I think I'd party.
I don't feel like she's doing body shots.
Yeah.
Not that I'm doing that often, but
yeah, you know. Do you do that every Friday night? excuse me. Okay, I guess that is it. Definitely send us some more of these games because those are like
those were really good,
stumping,
you guys
and really,
are good.
Really fucking good.
Email us at slapped@betches.com if you have either a question you want our advice on, or you want to suggest a game or
career advice, anything. Also, please let us know if you'd like us to come up with some different types of podcasts, like maybe a bachelor one. Email us slapped@betches.com. Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye.